Today's shiur is dedicated for Zchus for Refuah Shleima for Shalom ben Bracha. Today's shiur is Masechta Nedarim, Daf Tzadik Aleph, as we are Zoicher, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, to be Masayim, this Masechta. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Amid Beis, 5 lines from the bottom, Amar Papa. As we discussed in our previous shiur, a fenacious ish, an adulterous relationship willingly, the halacha is that she may not remain with her husband, whether he's a Yisrael or a Kayin, and she's not entitled to ksuba. If she was violated, if she's married to Yisrael, she's not usa to her husband, and Ashes Kayin becomes usa to her husband, even if she was violated. Begins the Gemara Amar Papa, Badaklan Rava. Rava tested us. Eishes Kayin Shenensa. If a woman who was wired to a Kayin and was violated, asked the Gemara, Yesh Laksuba or Ain Laksuba? Is she entitled to a Ksuba or not? Do we say, Oynes L'gabe Kayin, as far as a Kayin is concerned, if his wife was violated, it is the same Karotzen, the Gabi Yisrael, as if she was married to Yisrael, and she's married to Yisrael, and had a relationship willingly. And as we said a moment ago, if that were the case by Yisrael, ain't like Suba, she would not be entitled to Suba. A Dilma, or perhaps, even if this happened, unfortunately, Matzah Amrle, the Ashes Koyin, could say to him, Anoha Chazina, I didn't do anything wrong. I was unfortunately violated. What caused that we may not remain married is the fact that you're a kohen. For gabruhu didn't stop chasadeyu, and therefore, it's, so to speak, your bad luck that we can't remain. And therefore, I should not be penalized, and therefore, I should be entitled to ksuba. And as Duran says, what this means, she's saying to him, Mazlagorim, it's your bad luck, that this happened. And Rapapa says, we answered Rava, Masnisenhi. We can learn from our Mishnah that she's entitled to Ksuba. Because we learned in our Mishnah, Chimeres Tamei Anilach, if a woman says to a husband, I had an adulterous relationship, Yesh laksuba. The halacha is that they have to terminate the marriage, but she's entitled to a ksuba. And Rapapa now tries to analyze, but Mayaskinen, exactly what is the case that we are referring to? Ilay mebeishis Yisrael, if we're going to say that we're speaking that she's married to Yisrael, so let's try to understand exactly what is the case. Ibaratzen, if she had this relationship with this other man willingly, so the question is, klum yesh laksuba, is she entitled to ksuba? The halacha is, explains the Ran, that according to our Mishnah, a woman is trusted to say that she had this relationship, but she loses the ksuba. So if that's the case, so if it's Eish Yisrael, Ibarotz and Klum Yesh L'ksuba, V'ba'onis, and if it happened against the will, the Mikha Mitzrael Gavra, Eish Yisrael, that was violated, doesn't become prohibited to her husband. Ella, what must be the case of a Mishnah? It's talking about Eishes Kayin. Ibaratzen. Now again, if she had this relationship, Ibaratzen, Klum Yesh L'Ksuba, is she entitled to a Ksuba? Migar Meishes Yisrael Ibaratzen. Why would we treat an Eishes Kayin who willingly had such a relationship, other than the Eishes Yisrael who had such a willing relationship? Ella Lav. It must be that what is the case of our Mishnah? It must be our Mishnah is referring to a situation where it happened by Oynes, and the Mishnah is telling us that since it happened by Oynes, so even though she can't remain a Kayin, that we can't remain with her husband, because her husband is a Kayin, Yesh L'Ksuba. So we have an answer that according to the Maskar of the Gemara, an Eishes Kayin that was Nensa is entitled to ksuba. There is an interesting machloikas achroinim where an Eishes Kayin was violated. And then she willingly had an adulterous relationship? Is she entitled to the ksuba? Once some achronim say that she doesn't lose the ksuba, because as soon as she was violated, the marriage must end, and then she's entitled to the ksuba. What happens afterwards doesn't make a difference. That's the opinion of the Chalkas Mechaikik and the Avni Meluim. The Aflah disagrees. And Aflah says that once she, as long as she's married and she has an adulterous relationship willingly, even though she was not allowed to remain with her husband because of her circumstances, she loses anyway her ksuba. Our Gemara just indicated a new concept, a mazel gorum, that the husband's mazel, that he's a kohen, and his wife was unfortunately violated, is the reason that she should suffer, that they have to terminate the marriage, and therefore she doesn't deserve to lose her ksuba. So we've learned now a new concept. It's a concept that we've spoken previously about, and that's the concept of mazel gorum. So Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita, in his Sefer Chashuki Chemed, discusses a very interesting shaila. He says there was a shul that serves coffee, and the gabbai of the shul asked somebody to please go to the store and buy 12, in Israel it's bags, 12 bags of milk. And he goes and he buys 12 bags of milk, Tanuva brand milk. As he walks out of the store, somebody walks over to him and asks him, have you bought any Tanuva products? And he says, yes. He says, how many Tanuva products have you bought? He says, I bought 12 bags of Tanuva milk. So they say, well, there's a prize. You're going to get a prize. The prize you're going to get is you're going to get 100 shekels for every Tanuva product you bought. You bought 12 bags, and you're entitled to 1,200 shekel. And now the question is, who is entitled to that money? Is it the shul whose money was used to buy these bags? Or is it the shliach that picked up these 12 bags? And at first glance, he says, it's a din that's in Chosh Mishpat Simen Kuf Pei Gimel Sivov. The Shulchan Aruch says, Hoya Shah Katsuv Yidua. There's a specific price for a product, and somebody was sent to buy that product for someone else. Whatever was added above what they're entitled to for what they paid, it belongs to both of them. So the Shulchan Aruch says that they should divide it, the person who gave the money and the person who bought it. The Rama says, if the person who sold the product says, my intention was that it should all go to the shliach, then the halacha is that it all goes to the shliach. So we have here a machlokes of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. The Shulchan Aruch says we always divide it, and the Rama says, well, it depends what were the circumstances. And if it's clear that the circumstances were because of the shliach, then they don't divide it. So now, certainly according to Shulchan Aruch, there's no question that they're going to divide this 1,200 shekel between the shul and the shliach. But the question here is, according to Rama, how do we look at this situation? And he explains that the shliach did not have to go to this specific store where the representative of Tanuva was standing outside. The shliach did not necessarily have to buy Tanuva product. He wasn't told to buy specifically Tanuva product. And therefore, if he says as follows, as halach lemaisim, if the shul who sent the shliach gave very specific instructions to the shliach that they want him to go to this store and they specifically want him to buy Tanuva brand, then all of the prize money belongs to the shul. If there was no specific requirement, It's just that this shliach chose to go to the store. This shliach chose to buy Tanuva product. So he says, even the Ramah would agree that in such a situation that you should give them, that they should divide it between the shul and the shliach. Ibailahu, ask the Gemara, Amr Labala, if a woman says to her husband Girishtani, you divorced me, the question is, Mahu, is she believed when she says so, and is she believed so or not? Amr of Hanuna, Toshma, Haimaris Tamaniloch, if a woman says to her husband, I had an inappropriate relation, the halacha is the fila mishnah chrona, according to the second takonas chazal we learned in the mishnah in our previous year, the tani deloy mehemna, that she's not believed to say that, as we learned, because chazal were concerned that maybe she's only saying it because einan nosna be'acher, hasam hu the mishakra. There we need to be concerned that she's lying. The yada debala lo yadabo. There's no way for the husband to know if what she's saying is true or not. And therefore, we need to be concerned that she's saying it only to be able to get out of a marriage that she wants to get out of. Avu gabi garishtani. When she says to her husband, you divorced me, and the husband knows the truth, if it did or didn't happen, the yadabo, the husband is well aware if she's lying or not. Mehemna, we believe her. Why? Because Rav Nuna introduces a new consideration. Chazaka ein isha me'eza b'nei b'fnei b'alo. A woman doesn't have the temerity to say to her husband something which is blatantly not true. Amale Rava, to which Rava says to Rav Nuna, Adiraba, we can make a counter-argument. Afilu a Mishnah Rishona, according to the original Mishnah that we learned in our Mishnah, the Tani the Mehemna, that when a woman says to me and Eloch, we believe her. Hasam shem deloy avidel of zuya nafshi. A woman is not going to say she was violated if not that was true. Aval hacha. But when a woman says that she was divorced, that doesn't carry with it such a shame. The zimnan, the talk of la megavra meiza meiza. Since she's angry at her husband and she's looking to get out, she may have the chutzpah to say something like this, even though it's totally untrue. Masar Masharsha, so asks Rav Masharsha. So we have here a machlokes of Rav Nuna and Rava. Rav Nuna says a woman who says Garishtani Namenis is believed, and Rava disagrees and says that she's not believed. So asks Rav Masharsha, on the opinion of Rava, we learned in the Mishnah, Hashemayim Beinil Benecha. A woman comes and says that you're unable to have relations with me. The Mishnah Shaina, according to the original Mishnah, Namenis, she would be believed. To Yufta the Rava, why is this not considered a refutation of the opinion of Rava? Hacha, when she says that you're unable to have relations with me, the Leslak Sufa, it doesn't involve any embarrassment to her. So we're saying when she says something which doesn't cause her to be embarrassed, we don't believe her, Rava says. Here we say, the Mehemna, that we do believe her, because that, and why, so we see that the Namonis is not dependent if what she's saying causes embarrassment or not. Answers Gemara, Ksava Rava, in our Mishnah, there's a special consideration. Ksava Rava, Hasan kivin de leisani le. In our Mishnah, the leisagale, that her words will not be accepted in Bezdin, the le umra any yarkechetz, unless she has to say that he has difficulty having relations. In other words, specifically that saying this explicit comment about how relations with him are experienced, which is embarrassing. That's why Elois the Kamra, if this statement were not true, Le Amrle, she would have never have said it. So the fact that she said it is clearly an indication that, and it's clearly a support of what Rava says. Rava says we believe it, we believe her because she's embarrassed to say it. This that we stated in the Mishnah is considered an embarrassment. And now explain the Rishonim. We see when a woman makes a statement of a Shamayim Beini L'Beinecha, the way to understand that statement is that she's actually saying, not that they're not having relations, but rather she's stating he's unable to have relations. Says the Gemara, Rav Mishasha now asks a question of Rav Hamnuna. The Rav Hamnuna said that even according to the Mishnah Achrayna, a woman who says Gerishtani, a woman who walks into Bezdin and says, my husband divorced her, divorced me, is Namenis, because any Ishim Eza, a woman would not have the temerity to say to her husband that he divorced her if not were true. As says the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah, Hashemayim Beini L'Beinecha, again, this case, where a woman says that we're unable to have relations, the Mishnah Achrayna, according to the Mishnah Achrayna, she's not believed to have a tiyufta Rav Hamnuna. Should be a refutation of Rav Hamnuna's opinion. V'hocha. Because in the case where she says, Hashemayim Beini B'necha, the yodah, he the baal yodaba. She knows that her husband knows the truth. And yet, and we're saying that whenever the husband knows the truth, she doesn't have the chutzpah to say something which is not true. Yet in our Mishnah, we learned the Lai Mehemda, that she's not believed. So the same. So we're learning that even in a case which involves a chutzpah, and when it involves a chutzpah, we do believe her. Here we see that in the case of our Mishnah, which involves a chutzpah, we don't believe her. Answers the Gemara, Ksavar Rav Hamnuna, in the case where she says, Hashemayim Beini L'Beinecha, Nami Hu Gufa Amra. She's able to say it because she thinks that her husband really doesn't know exactly how he experiences Bia. Nia the Bia Yoda, because he knows if he did or didn't have relations, but that experience of Yorich Kechetz Miyoda, she's confident that he doesn't know if he's Yorich Kechetz, and that's why she doesn't have the problem of saying something which is not true. But it's very important to point out that according to Rav Hamnuna, the entire reason why she's believed is because chazakah, we have a chazakah, that ain't isha me'iza b'fnei ba'ala. A woman would not have the temerity to say something which is totally not true in front of her husband. And the Paiskim all say that even though we often find in Shas these chazakas, chazaka ein isha me'iza b'fnei ba'ala, chazaka that ein adam me'iz ponav b'fnei ba'al chayvoy, that if I owe you money, I would not have the chutzpah to say to you in your face that I don't owe you money. But the Paiskim will say, Chasam Sofer, and all the Paiskim say that all of these chazakas actually no longer exist. Because we unfortunately live in a world of terrible chutzpah, people are not ashamed to say things that are outright chutzpah, and therefore we can't rely just because somebody said something, that's why they must say it, and if they must be saying the truth. Based on that, the Paiskim say that it's very common if somebody goes to a Din Torah, the Rabbonim who are paskening the Din Torah will suggest that the two sides should make a pshara, should make a compromise. And the question is, why is a compromise so proper? Shouldn't we follow the Din Torah? Shouldn't we just do whatever the halacha says? So some paiskim suggest many of the halachas that the Shulchan Aruch and the paiskim say are the halacha are very much based on these type of chazakas. Chazaka, einishim miza, b'fnei bala, a woman doesn't have the chutzpah to say something not true in front of her husband, if he knows what is the truth. Chazaka, einod demez, b'fnei bala choyva. All of these chazakas, however, we are learning, have fallen away now times. And since much of halacha is based on chazaka, that's why the halacha is that we avoid chazaka and we just paskin the Din Torah based on what the Din Torah ought to be. Says the Gemara, he yitisa the kol yoyim the tashma. This, there was a woman who was married to a kohen that every time that she had relations with her husband, the kadma mashi yad al gavra, she would wash his hands. She would wash the hands of her husband immediately after having relations. And in fact, that's the halacha, as the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Resh Mem Sifkot Nun Dalet tells us that the right thing to do is that after one has relations, they should wash their hands. So this woman would always wash her husband's hands after they had relations. L'yoy mechad asle mei l'mam shishab. So one day she brings him water to wash his hands. So the husband says to the wife, Hadam milsal, I have a hidna. We didn't have relations. Why are you bringing me this water? Amalei, so she said to him, I know we had relations. I know I had relations. And if it wasn't you, imkein chad min anokrim ahalei, one of the non-Jews who are here and are selling different types of perfume, the hava achi idna that are here must have been I ant loy. If you didn't have relations with me, dilma minoin, maybe it was he. So now the question is, even if we'll say that it was blindness, but as we've been saying throughout our shir, Aishas Kayin cannot remain with her husband, even if she had relations, ba'oinis. Amar Rav Nachman, says Rav Nachman, we don't believe her. For we are to be concerned, as we learned in the Mishnah, that perhaps a nan nosna b'acha, she's really looking to marry someone else. The last love of Mishash Ramila, and this entire story is contrived. And that's why we're going to learn various stories where the Mishnah Gemara is going to quote, where she claimed that there was Tashmish, and she used different circumstances to say, well, I must have had relations with somebody, and it was, even though it was Ba'inus, it wasn't willingly, I am still usher to you. Says the Gemara, the Ran asks, why would she be considered a Saita? Ask the Ran, even if what she says happened as reported, the answer is she shouldn't be also as an oinus. So says the Ran, as we said in learning the Shir, we're talking about an Aishas Kayin, that even if it was oinus, she would be also to a husband. The Chasam Sofer, however, suggests that this case, these cases that we're about to learn, could be referring even if she was married to Yisrael. Because the Gemara says that how could a woman have relations with her husband when it's dark? Because we rely on Tavias Aina the Kala. We can rely that she recognizes her husband's voice. So in a case where there is no Tavias Aina the Kala, where she can't recognize the husband's voice, then she has no right to have relations with her husband. Obviously, in these cases, if what she's saying is true, so then she didn't have Tfias Ayin the Kala, she couldn't recognize her husband's voice because it wasn't the voice of her husband. It was the voice of the person who she's claiming, who isn't her husband, had relations with her. That isn't anymore a situation of oinus. That's a situation of rotzen. And therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, we need not explain that the Gemara is speaking about an Eishes Yisrael. We could even say that it's Eishes. We need not explain like the Ran that was specifically speaking about an Eishes Koyin. We could even be speaking about Eishes Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Itza to love of Dicha Data Bahar Gavra. She wasn't happy with her husband. Amalei Idna Mashna. Why are you not happy with me? Amalei Malaylam Lo Tzatam Dar Cheretz Kihidna. Whenever we had relations, you never caused me pain. But now when we had relations, you caused me pain. So he says to her, Amalot, the husband says to his wife, L'hava hadam milsa idna, we didn't have relations. Amalot, she says, I know I had relations. Imkein, it must be, halein nachri neftuye, the non-Jews who are selling different neft, the type of alcohol, d'hava hoche idnu, they must be that are here, I ant loy, if you don't have relations with me, dil mechad min hain, perhaps it was one of they. Amle again, Rav Nachman said, Rav Nachman, Loi Tashvichinaba, we don't have to listen to what she says. This entire story might be contrived, because she's just looking away to get for a way to get out of a marriage. Hahu gavadava marzik bebeisa. There was a person who was alone with an ashes ish in a home. Who v'intasa? He and his wife. Al osamar debeisa. When the balabais came home, parta noif lahutza, the person who might have had relations with this ashes ish ran out, and he broke the fence that was the wicker fence, varach, and ran away. Amarava, it's a sharia. So isn't that an indication that the wife did something wrong? Said Rava, it's not necessarily true that we should believe that he did something, that she did something wrong. Then Isa the Avad Asura, if indeed they did have relations, he wouldn't have run away, he would have hidden. Hahu Noyev, there was an individual who was known to be an individual who had inappropriate relationships with women. They came into the home of a wife, and when her husband came home, this individual who we're concerned is doing that, this type of behavior, went and stood by the doorway. Have a machtan tachli taman. There were some vegetables there. The metamn chevyan that were tasted by snake. There was snake venom in those vegetables. Ba'amar de beisla mechman hani tachli, and the husband wanted to eat from them. Beloy data dintasi without his wife knowing. Amalei hu noyif. So this person told him, don't eat them. They were tasted by a snake, and therefore you have to be concerned that they're poisonous. Amarava, it's Sasharia. The wife is mutter to her husband. For im isa the avri sura, if this man was having an adulterous relationship with this woman, nichl the lech of alamas, wouldn't he be satisfied that the person, that the husband should eat them, and then he'll die? The ksiv, noifas hema, people who have these immoral relationships, dam b'yadeyim, there's blood on their hands, because it leads to them killing the people, the husbands of the wives, that they have these relations with. Says the Gemara, pshita, is it obvious that somebody who has this type of relationship is the type of in the relationship that is the type of individual who wants to kill the husband? What is the chiddush? Answering my mother, tema the sur of it. So the fact that he said to the husband this poison is clearly indication that nothing wrong happened. Says my mother, tema, not necessarily. Mother, tema is sur of it. There was something terrible. If there was something terrible, why did he tell this to the husband? Wouldn't he be satisfied that the husband should die? V'hada amalei, the nichlei delele misbal. He wants the husband to remain alive, even though he's having this relationship with his wife. Why? To have intzalei, because he prefers to have relations with the wife when she is also to him. If the husband will die and they will be allowed to have relations without any questions, then he loses the desire. Part of the desire is in the isser, in the thrill of the threat. As the pasuk says in Mishlei, "Ma'im genuvim mitaku v'lechem sasar minasta." That specifically, water that's stolen is what's enjoyable. He enjoys the thrill. Kamash Malan, and that's the story teaches us that we don't know what the future will be, and the fact that this person was willing to save the wife of this man, the husband of this woman, is proof that that he did not do anything wrong. There's a story that Chedushi Arim once said over, that there was a woman who was an Eshes Ish that was left secluded with a man. And they came with the Chayza with a question, and they asked, the husband came to the Chayza and Mublin to ask if he could remain with his wife. So said the Chayza, even though we're learning in our Gemara that the Ran says, Roy l'choba nefesh, lochus l'atzmai, a person who is a Yerushmayim should be careful k'dei l'atzus de shemayim, b'zeh shem apidim mutal l'odinim. So even though halachically was saying that it's permissible to remain together, then we may better sometimes not to remain together because of the concerns of our Gemara. That's in a case where we don't know what to do. But in a case where a great person like the Chayzim Lublin is able to say with confidence that I know there's nothing to worry about, and halachically there's a pimdin, they're allowed to remain together, then the halacha is that we believe, we could trust the Ruach HaKodesh of the Adam Gadol, and they may l'chatchila remain together. Along the lines of what we've been discussing in our shir, there's a tshuva in the Mari Vayel, Simcha Beis, that speaks about a woman who comes to Beis Din and says her husband is having relations with her when she's a nida, which of course we know that when a woman is a nida, you're not allowed to have relations with your wife. Or a wife comes to Beis Din and says to Beis Din, my husband is a Mechal Shabbos, and I don't want to remain with a husband who is a Mechal Shabbos. So the question that needs to be decided, do we trust her and tell them to separate, or need we be concerned that Shema Nosnai Neba Achra? So the Paiskim are very clear in telling us that the halacha is that they should remain together. This concern that our Gemara says of Shema Nosna Ina Be'echer is a real halakha consideration that should be followed. We learned in our Gemara the concept, it's a pasuk in Mishlei, a maim genuvim imtaku, explains the Chasam Sofer, what does the pasuk mean to say? That the Yetzer Hara, when he wants a person to do an Aveira, tries to make the Aveira appetizing. He tries to make the Aveira that doing the Aveira is so desirable, and that's why Mayim Genuvim Yitaku, that they should enjoy the Aveira. And because they will enjoy the Aveira, they're more likely to commit the Aveira. But Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler, in the Sefer Michtam Eliyahu, says that the thrill of an Aveira is that a person has something that he normally wouldn't have. So if this activity is Osir, and he now has the opportunity to do something that's usur, that's a thrill. But if what he's doing doesn't represent isur, then it doesn't represent the thrill. And therefore, since it doesn't represent the thrill, it's not the same category of an aveira. Hanuloch elu nedarim, v'slikuloch msechta nedarim.